Would you like to get more of your electricity from solar power or other more environmentally friendly sources? A study is underway to see if Ventura, Santa Barbara, and San Luis Obispo counties, as well as the cities in the region, might want to pursue a program which makes it possible.
It's called Community Choice Energy, and it really is an opportunity for local governments to change the way that electricity purchasing happens in their communities. They do that by really leveraging the purchasing power of all of the customers, the residents, and businesses that live in the community. While it's still a partnership with the local utilities, the local jurisdictions would actually take responsibility for buying the power in the sources that they would like to receive.
Angie Hacker is Division Chief for Santa Barbara County's Energy and Sustainability Initiatives.
The potential to empower our local community with having more choice over how and where their electricity is coming from and how it's created. It may give us an opportunity to enhance our ability to meet sustainability goals here. For example, if we can transition more quickly to renewable energy, it'll give us an opportunity to have cleaner energy and provide that as an option to our customers here in our area. Existing community choice energy programs also sometimes see the benefit of having competitive rates, perhaps even more competitive rates.
If a plan is ultimately developed and implemented, the local government agencies would create a nonprofit public organization to buy the energy flowing to the region and set rates. It would give the region the opportunity to buy cleaner power and reduce reliance on fossil fuels. But Hacker says you would still get service and bills from the same power company you use now.
There would be a continued partnership with the utility. They would continue to do billing, transmission, and delivery of electricity. For the customer, it doesn't actually look that much different to them since they're still receiving their bill from their local utility company.
Hacker talks about one of the biggest questions people have about the program. Would we have to pay more to get cleaner power?
Feasibility study will help us understand what rate we can actually offer to the customers within our area that decide to participate in this program. I think that's a big consideration for the local governments that are working together on this, is whether we would proceed if it ended up being something that was more costly. What we're seeing in California from the programs that have already launched in Sonoma and Lancaster, in San Francisco and Marin, they have been very successful at actually offering rates that are competitive and in some cases lower.
So what's happening at this point is a feasibility study to look at questions ranging from exactly what might be gained from using the Community Choice Program to the potential drawbacks. Based on the study, the three counties and 27 cities can then decide if they're interested in participating. Jen Krieger is Santa Barbara County's Energy and Sustainability Project Supervisor.
The County of Santa Barbara adopted an Energy and Climate Action Plan in 2015. That plan includes many different types of strategies to try to lower our carbon footprint or our greenhouse gas emissions. And one of the key strategies is the possible adoption and implementation of a community choice energy program. So that's actually one of the ways that we might get the biggest emission reduction. There's also interest in making sure that if we are able to transition to a more sustainable energy supply more quickly, that we're doing so in a cost-effective and cost-competitive manner in a way that could potentially help boost the local economic vitality.
The goal is to have the feasibility study done by early 2017. Then, if there are a number of jurisdictions which want to proceed, they can move ahead with formation of a nonprofit agency which would source and buy the power. It's a lot of work, but officials say it has the potential to get the region moving towards a more environmentally friendly energy future. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.